Welcome back to the Global Tillim and Physics Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather with one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making today's call part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 28th day of month of Adar, and in Israel, where it is already Yom Revi'i, the 29th day of the month of Adar. We continue to hold Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael in our hearts, our brave Chayalim, and all those standing on the front lines protecting our people, davening for those who have been injured, Chayalim, and for those under the constant barrage of rockets over Israeli skies. We also keep in our tefillos the brave American servicemen and women. We grieve all those who have been lost, giving their lives in the line of duty. Recovery for all who have been injured. Above all else, we ask Hashem to guide and give wisdom to the leaders of Israel, of the United States, and all who stand against these threats, that they may lead with clarity and strength. As we've been doing for the last 2 weeks, I will share an abridged version of the combined prayers of the welfare, the American government, and for the safety of America's military. May he who gives salvation to kings and dominion to princes, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, grant wisdom and righteous counsel to the President of the United States and all who guide this nation. May he protect and bless the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces, granting them strength, courage, and safe return. May the decisions of America's leaders bring peace, security, and stability to all. May the Supreme King of Kings, in his mercy, put into their hearts and the hearts of all their counselors and officials to deal kindly with us and all of Israel. In their days and in ours, may Yehuda be saved and Yisrael dwell in safety. And may the Redeemer come to Zion. May this be his will. Benomar, amen. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ari Mirzof of Cats Hill Day School in Boca Raton, Florida, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Mirzof's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, Rabbi Mirzof will lead us in Achenu, both the Hebrew as well as the English translation, the Mishaberach for our amazing Chayalim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach for Cholim, during which Rabbi Mirzof will pause for about 30 seconds, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, you can do so anytime at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link is always ou.org/Tehillim Call. Please share it with family and friends, anyone you believe would benefit from it. We certainly all benefit. The more who join, the more tefillos are said, and the more Torah is learned. So please share it with your network. And with that, bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Mirzof.
Thank you so much, my dear friend Rabbi Herman, and Mrs. Levy, who invited me to come on to be able to share some words of Torah to connect to the Jewish people every single day. It's really unbelievable that everybody takes time to stop and pause. And Baruch Hashem, I think we have to stop and pause to really for today. This morning we woke up to some great news. And Baruch Hashem, the two big Rishon that were taken out last night. And to be able to pause, and you know, as much as there's so many miracles, we have to also make sure that that was not a small thing to thank Hashem. I just want to share a very simple insight that I think will go a very long way. I'm really preaching to the choir here, because anyone on this call, you're already doing this. I'm going to dedicate our learning today for my father-in-law's yard site, but Adam Abba and Moshe Chaim's yard site, the second yard site is tonight. So we know the first halacha of Hilchos Pesach. People think, oh, Pesach, I got to no bringing your food upstairs, no bringing your food here. But really, the first halacha of Hilchos Pesach is Mos Chitin. It's speaking about others, speaking about the poor, thinking about how I can help other people. It's the first thing. Literally the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch about not saying tachanun and Moel Chitin is really right there. Where do we see this Moel Chitin in the Torah? It's actually a beautiful Vilna Gaon that I would love to share. And you could share it really at any time over Pesach with you and your family. Vilna Gaon has an amazing idea where Moel Chitin is found in the Torah. And go to the end of Parshas Bo. They're two psukim right after each other in Perek Yud Gimel and Pasuk Vav and Zion. They really say the same thing. Shivas Yom and Tocha Matzos, V'yom HaShvi'i Chag LaHashem. 7 days, you shall make sure to eat matzah, to be a festival for Hashem. And then the next Pasuk Zion. Matzos Yachel, Eish Shivas HaYomim. Don't have chametz, you shouldn't see chametz, beautiful. But says the Vilna Gaon, Pasuk Vav is telling you 7 days you shall have matzah. And then the Pasuk Zion, really saying the same thing. Matzos Yachel, make sure you, matzos must be eaten. The Vilna Gaon has a tremendous insight. He says, if you look at the word matzos in Pasuk Vav, matzos is spelled mem sadi tas. Mem sadi tas, missing the vav. Pasuk Zion, matzos is spelled mem sadi vav tas. So says the Gra, there's got to be a reason for that. He says, when it comes to Pasuk Vav is referring to your Pesach. Pasuk Vav is referring to your matzah. Pasuk Vav is referring to your Chol Moed trip. Matzos, mem sadi tas. Doesn't have to be great. It could be simple. That's really what matzah is all about. But Pasuk Zion, matzos yeachel. It's lashon of nifal. I didn't do so well in NYU, so much so I needed in my Hebrew class to say. I needed to take a trimester of, so see if I get the Hebrew right. Yeachel is lashon of nifal. It's causative. Matzos yeachel. You should make sure that matzos are eaten. Mem sadi vavtos. It's mole, not chaser. Chaser is vav. It's Pasuk Vav talking about your obligation. But matzos yachel, when it comes to helping others, when it comes to thinking about others, that's mem sadi vavtos. It's with a vav. It's extra. It's never ending. It's endless. You know what? This is the grudge. You want to know why there's two separate mitzvahs. The first mitzvah, the first matzos is your matzah. The second one is thinking about others. How can we go into this Pesach knowing? How can we go into, you think Moel Chitin is just with money? Of course it's with money. Of course it's with money, helping others. It's the Rambam. Simchas Yontif is not Simchas Kreisel, it's not Simcha for thinking about your own self and your own Pesach program. It's not thinking about your own Pesach Chol Moed chips. It's thinking about the Simcha of others. How could we not? Moel Chitin this year, it's Pasha. Moel Chitin every year for the past 3 years is thinking about the soldiers and Baruch Hashem, they're no more hostages, thank God, B'li'ayin Hara. But thinking about others, Moel Chitin. How many people are not going to have their husbands? How many people are not going to have their sons or their grandsons sitting at their seder because they're fighting in Lebanon or they're fighting over the skies of Iran? This is what it means to be a Jew. And maybe we could say that's what Shabbat HaGadol is. What does it mean to be a Gadol? I'm going to end with this. Tefer Shlomo, who's Zeretz is also tonight, he explains the same idea. Moshe Benu is growing up in the house of Paro and he goes out to see his brethren and he sees them being tortured. The tremendous physical pain. Says the Tefer Shlomo, what does it mean? Vayigda Moshe. You want to know what he grew up? Is Vayetze Alachov. He went out to see others. He went out to think about others. He went out to make sure for 2.5 years they're getting on the OU phone call and showing Hashem that we are one nation. And when we are together, nobody could touch us. The Achdus, when the Jewish people are together, it's eternal. It's eternal. It's our medicine. It's our potion. It's our incredible. It's number one thing that keeps us surviving and thriving. The Chas V'Shalom, when we forget that, that's when, God forbid, things could start unwinding. We have to remember that we are one. Shibas Yamun Tocha Matzos. That Mem Sadi Tov. It's Chaser without a Vav. But to do our best, beautiful. Pump. The next Pasuk, Matzos Yachel. Matzos Yachel. They're thinking about others. Not just talking about money. It's talking about our time. Talking about our tefillah. There can't be a Shmona Esrei. There cannot be a Shmona Esrei, but we're not thinking about our brothers who are waking up every single night, almost every single night, waiting for the kids, walking to the miklat. It's mamash crazy. Thinking about our brothers and sisters, thanking Hashem, when we see those incredible miracles happening in the sky. So important to make sure we send constant contact with our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael. When Hashem sees that, he sees that we're one family. Or it might be Gufa Mechulakim, says the Baal Tanya. but we're one neshama. We're one neshama. As the Hashem, Hashem should bless us this year. This should be the year. Not the Shana Abba. We should be zoken to say Lashana Hazeh. Lashana Hazeh Yushalayim. B'zoichem as Hashem to bring the Zvachim, the Pesachim and the Zvachim in Yushalayim Yekodesh all together. As Hashem. Tehel B'chaf. Hashem, hear our prayers. Hear our tefillos. And watch over our soldiers, our brothers and sisters who continue to wipe out Amalek. As Hashem. Namaseyach. Mizmor the David. Yancha Adonai b'yom sarah. Yisagecha Shem Elohei Yaakov. Yishach ezucha mikodesh mitzion yisadecha. Yizkor kom lefasecha b'olas v'idash nefela. Yitzen lechoch elavecha kol atascha yimole. Rana nabishu asecha v'shem elahinu migdol yimole adonai kol mishal asecha. Atay adati yashia adonai mishicho yaneo mishnei kacho b'dvuros yeshe yimino eza v'arecha v'eza basusim v'anachnu b'shem adonai elahinu naskir heima karo v'nafala v'anachnu Tamnu vanisodad menaya shia amelach yaninu yom karenu. Tehillim 121 kuf chaf alas shil malas esa ein aleharim me'ayin yavo ezri ezimim adonai osei shemaim v'aretz ayitein lamod aglecha ayinim shemecha inei loyanum veloyishan shomer yisrael adonai shemecha adonai tzilcha ayad yiminecha yom ha'shemesh loyakecha v'rech balayla. Then I shmar chamikora, I shmar smashacha, then I shmar seisav lecham yata, yad olam. Behilim kuf lam. 130. Shia makos, bima makim, kerasicha adona. Then I shmar bekuli, tiyan az necha kashrivos, kot afnim. Im abonai tishmaya, adona ni yamo. Kim chas, licha, aman tivare. Kivisi adonai kisa nafshi, livro hokalti. Nafshi ladona mi shomen laboker, shomen laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, Kim Adonai Chesed, Darbe Imo Fadus, Vuhu Yifteh, Es Yisrael, Mikol Avonosav. Achene Kobeis Yisrael, Anasunim Batara Beshivya Haomdim, Bein Bayam, Uvein Bayabasha, Hamakom Yirachim Aleyem, Yotiyem Mitara Levacha, Meafela Leora, Mishibu Legu'ula, Ashtaba Aguvaz Mankarev, and Omar, Amen. For our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea or land. May the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. And let us say, Amen. Yishaberech l'chayei tzahal. Yishaberech avoseinu, Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, hu yivarech es chayei tzva hagana l'Yisrael, ta'anche kochos habitachon. Ha'umdim al-mishmar ha'tzinu, v'arei Eloheinu m'gul ha'livanon, al-mar Mitzrayim, min ha'yom ha'gadol avavo ha'rava, v'chol makom shehim, v'yabasha, v'avir u'v'yom, yitein avinoi yitzavinu, ha'komim alinu m'gosim lefnim, kadosh baruch hu yishmor v'yatzil es chayelinu mikol tzor v'tzukho, mikol nega machla, yishlach bracha v'atzlacha v'chol ma'aseirim, yad v'sonim tachayim, yashem v'keser yishua v'taretz tzachon, וכיום מהם הכסוב, כי אבני עליכם הולכים לכם, ילוחם לכם, אימו לכם, והושיע אתכם, נאמר, אמן. ישברך לכולם. ישברך אבסינו, אברהם ויצחק ויעקב, משה ואהרן, דוד ושלמה, ויברך את החולים והחולוס. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmo Yimimali Rachnam Aleim Lachlinam Larapam Lachazkam Lachayosam Yishafat Lehem Mehera Fuhu Shalema Mina Shamayim Lecho Adonim Lecho Gideon Vesosh Chayisar Fuhu Tanefesh Fuhu Saguf Ashtaba Uzman Kariv Amar Amin.
Amin. Thank you so much, Rabbi Mirzov. Great to have you back on the program. We look forward to having you back. We've got a near to Hashem in the near future. I encourage all of our dear listeners, all of our dear callers, check out more of Rabbi Mirzov's incredible Torah, all of his passion, his energy. You can find more at YU Torah, Yeshiva University's YU Torah. So much Torah to be learned from Rabbi Mirzahab. I really appreciate having you on, and may your father's neshama have, your father-in-law's neshama have an aliyah. I want to thank Rebecca Levy, too, for all of her help and coordination behind the scenes. We're out here at the Daily Tehillim Call. Please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday, Erev Rosh Chodesh, at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time, share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair, even during these challenging times. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope, tikvah, all of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.